Valley roadways have served as the testing ground for autonomous vehicles for some time now, and researchers from ASU, along with those at four other universities, have tried to get a sense of what people think about AVs. They conducted a survey in four cities: Phoenix, Tampa, Atlanta, and Austin, Texas. Among their findings, around 40% of respondents said they'd never buy an autonomous vehicle, while 5% said they'd be early adopters. The rest said they'd eventually buy one but need to feel more comfortable with them first. Sarah Hoeni is an assistant research professor in ASU School of Sustainable Engineering and the Built Environment. I spoke with her about the results and asked what she makes of them and what they tell her about how AVs may enter the American fleet.
So when we ask about familiarity, how much people are familiar with AV, very surprisingly, half of the population were not familiar with AV. So this needs quite attention, that once we are planning for AVs to come to the market, how much people are familiar with it. And then when we went one step beyond that and asked people about how much are they concerned about safety of the AVs, they were pretty much highly concerned.
So based on the surprising, as you point out, lack of familiarity among a lot of respondents, as well as the safety concerns, does that tell you maybe that we are not as close to having a lot of autonomous vehicles on the road as maybe some advocates had hoped for by this point?
So having an autonomous vehicle on the road, it's more from the technology readiness. So once the technology becomes ready, and once I think we have very good assessment of safety so that we are confident about the safety of the autonomous vehicle, then I think eventually autonomous vehicle become available into the market, right? So we ask some policy statements about autonomous vehicle, and about 80% of population said AVs should be allowed on the market only when they prove to be at least as safe as human drivers. So people want that safety assurance.
How do you think that policymakers should be looking at the results that you found and interpreting them in terms of thinking about what kinds of policy changes they might need to be making down the road?
I can say in three ways. One way is that because we asked our question across location, across different segments of the population in terms of socioeconomics and attitudes and different behaviors, policymakers can see how different segments of the population are thinking and may responding to AVs. The second way that policymakers can use our result is that we specifically provided some potential policies for AVs. For example, we asked people, do you agree that laws should be passed to require AVs to travel at 25 miles per hour or less on city streets? And we asked people how they feel about it. So we have a handful or more sentences on these policies that kind of can very well help policymakers that what are people's perception on these policies. And the third way is we ask people about their potential choices toward autonomous vehicle. We ask people, are you willing to change your home location when you have AV? Are you willing to travel more when you have AVs? And some small segment of the population said yes, the majority said no. So these responses can help policymakers to see what will happen in future with AVs and put some in-time policies to avoid any negative impact.
You know, it's interesting because the conventional wisdom in the past had seemed to be that AVs were kind of inevitable, that there would be a lot of them and a lot of people would have them and a lot of people would be using them. I'm wondering if, based on your research and based on these results, if you think that that is still definitely the future, that autonomous vehicles are inevitable to be all over Arizona roads and roads in other places.
I think autonomous vehicle is the future sooner or later, depending on the, again, reliability of the technology in terms of safety, they will be on the road. And very, very, very far in the future, they may, all of our vehicle fleet might be autonomous vehicle. But the question is how we want to move along this path, how we want to shape and make good policies that we minimize any potential negative impact and maximize the convenience and safety that autonomous vehicle brings to the market. In terms of when they will be on the market, it's more a technology and safety questions. In terms of how they should be on the market, how what are their impact, that is the, what this study is trying to study and answer to this question and pave the path toward fully adoption of autonomous vehicles.
Sarah Hoeni is an assistant research professor in ASU School of Sustainable Engineering and the Built Environment.